When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Looking for your next great hire? CareerBuilder is the fastest growing job site in the U.S. with over 140 million candidate profiles and growing. Plus, candidates on CareerBuilder have skills for the most in-demand occupations. Let us help you rebuild and rehire a strong, more diverse workforce fast. CareerBuilder, we're building for you. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com/recruit.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com. As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. You know, we got to end the year off right with a bang, and we're going to end it off with Dr. Josefina Monasterio. She is a vivacious person with a great personality. On the program, she talks about her athletic career, also being an educator, an entrepreneur, and also making some appearances on some very popular television shows and more. Dr. Monasterio is coming up after the break. 2020 was a horrible year, but we'll end it with Dr. Monasterio. She's coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
whether you have your...
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at questcovid19.com. That's questcovid19.com.
Your own bathroom or you share one with your family. A little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more. Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more. Whether you're moving in together for the first time,
this can be your closet,
or you're a new parent to a little fur baby, Viva paper towels can help you maintain a clean home. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. So they clean like cloth, helping you pick up after your new pet in your new home. For an exceptional cloth-like clean, use Viva towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more and start fresh with a clean feeling of home.
140.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. Then you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at questcovid19.com. That's questcovid19.com.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is... what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Chevy knows we all have places we want to go this holiday.
We're going to find the perfect tree.
We're going to Nana.
We're going skating.
Wherever you go this holiday, Chevy can help you get there. Which is why we're making our Chevy employee discount available to everyone.
The Chevy price you pay is what we pay.
Not a cent more.
Happy holidays from Chevy.
Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer. Visit ChevroletEmployeeDiscount.com for vehicle eligibility. Not available with fleet sales and some other offers. Dealer fees are extra and will vary. At participating dealers only. Take your retail delivery by 1/4/21.
Whether you're moving in together for the first time,
this can be your closet,
or you're a new parent to a little fur baby, Viva paper towels can help you maintain a clean home. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. So they clean like cloth, helping you pick up after your new pet in your new home. For an exceptional cloth-like clean, use Viva towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more and start fresh with a clean feeling of home.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more. Whether you host a nightly dinner party for 2 or 5, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You text with your therapist? Text, video chat, call? Yep.
That sounds too easy. How did you find her?
I just went to BetterHelp.com/save. She's a licensed therapist, and it's all online. I connect when it's convenient for me and don't waste time driving anywhere. Plus, it's affordable.
I wonder if I should try it.
It's great to talk to someone in confidence. She's helped me sort out quite a few things. And right now, you save 10% off the first month when you go through BetterHelp.com/save.
BetterHelp.com/save. Got it.
As you make plans this season, consider convenient COVID-19 testing from Quest. Get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-through or at-home options, and get the results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's a great fit for your busy life. With over 20 million COVID-19 tests processed, you can count on Quest. So order your test today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is... what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Antes creía que no importaba manejar después de fumar marihuana.
¿Aló?
Creía que nadie lo notaría porque podía manejar bien.
Mamá, soy Luis, me acaban de arrestar.
¿Por qué? ¿Qué pasó?
No solo me arrestaron, perdí mi licencia de conducir, mi trabajo, mi orgullo y causé un gran dolor. Antes creía que no importaba manejar después de fumar marihuana, pero eso era antes. Hoy, ya no.
Si te sientes diferente, manejas diferente.
Drive high, get a DUI.
Mensaje de NHTSA.
Let CareerBuilder help you rehire fast. Post your next job with CareerBuilder and get an application rate that's nearly 7 times higher than our competitors. CareerBuilder, we're building for you. Visit hiring.careerbuilder.com/recruit.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And on the program, we have someone that is an inspiration to many people all over the world. She's someone that's involved in the world of health and fitness, also in athletics, and also doing so many things. We're going to talk to her about her career and also what she's doing as a wellness and a life coach, and amongst other things that she's doing. She's definitely busy, but we're glad that she made the time for us. And we want to welcome her to the program, Dr. Josefina Monasterio. Hello, Dr. Monasterio. How's everything?
Great, thank you. Nice to be with you.
The same here. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we talk about your career and things that you're currently doing, let's start from the beginning. What was your introduction to sports and health and fitness?
Since a very early age, probably when I was in fourth grade, I started participating in the intramural competitions in the elementary school. And I always was interested and fascinated by the body, mind, spirit connection. And so that was my beginning. So it has been a long journey.
Absolutely. Now, I was doing some research on you. I saw that you were an amateur runner at one time. Tell the audience just a little bit about how did your running experience come about.
Yeah, that experience, each one of my experiences always have a mentor. So when I started into the journey of running, it was one of my professors in college that she suggested for me to participate also in the be a part of the team at the university. So I started running, and I could not run at all. Just doing 1 minute was a big deal. And she would tell me, Josefina, only do 1 minute. Only just do it for 1 minute. And that 1 minute went to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And that's why it's so powerful, the consistency and perseverance, because I was a lousy runner. And then by the end, I used to do marathon, half a marathon. I used to compete a lot in track and field, long distance, short distance. But it was that mentoring, that professor that told me just 1 minute. And sometimes we want you to accomplish things overnight, you know, when it's just the perseverance and the consistency. And to this day, I maintain those habits.
Awesome, great habits to maintain. I want to stay with your running career for a moment. Did it lead to anything big, like maybe competing in the Olympic trials or anything, or was it just something that you did for your university?
Just for the university. It was. It just was the universities, yes. All the colleges that I went, all my education, I participated in the sport activities, yes.
Okay, sweet. So now, again, as you mentioned earlier, that discipline and all of the things that you learned from running at university really prepared you for the next phase in your, not just in your athletic career, but in your life, and that's becoming a bodybuilder. How did you come across the sport of bodybuilding?
It's amazing because it happened just the same way it happened my runner career, my gymnast career also, because I used to be a gymnast. First I was a gymnast, then I became a runner, and then I became a bodybuilder. And the bodybuilding thing started when I was 59 years old, and I was doing a TV show here in my local town, and I met the person who was going to be my future coach, which I didn't know him for nothing. So he started talking to me, and he said, started talking about bodybuilding. And I said, what is that? Because I had no clue. Although I used to be a gymnast and a runner, but in those days, we didn't lift weights. It wasn't the thing to do. So he started explaining to me what bodybuilding is all about. And I said, wow, but I don't know how to train that. He said, I will help you. And he took me under his wings, and we started training. He owns a gym here locally, and we started training in January 2005. By June 2005, he takes me to my first competition, and I won the whole thing. And the feedback from the judges was, you have great symmetry, you have great stage presentation, you're going to give them a run for their money. And of course, you know, when you start anything in life, that you start with that kind of positivity, that kind of feedback, that kind of success, it's very difficult to let it go. So to this day, I'm just getting ready for my competition this year, I mean next year. Probably my first competition will be either March or April for next year. So that's how I started bodybuilding. And this is another, it's fascinating when you give life an opportunity, because if you don't say yes, if I didn't say yes to my coach when he started telling me about bodybuilding, look all the things that I would have missed. All the development, all the creativity, all the benefit, all the TV show, all the excitement, all the books. because it's so powerful to be able to say yes. And don't worry about it if you don't know how to do it. I didn't have a clue, but I trusted a person that says, I will coach you, I will help you. So that's very important when we find people in life that are willing to mentor you. Because it's easier for somebody to tell you, you have a great symmetry, you have great potential to do this and to do that. But nobody gives you a hand. So don't tell me I'm good at something unless you're going to help me to facilitate, to utilize, and to develop that talent. So that's my experience with the bodybuilding and the athletics and all that.
You hit the nail on the coffin on that one, doctor, you know, and you mentioned that, you know, like you said, there's a lot of people out there that you reach out to for help or people that offer help, but they don't really, like you said, they don't really facilitate that. And I'm glad that person, that coach that helped you out and still helps you out for your competitions made a way for you to make it happen and to win your first show. That's interesting because when most competitors get into this competition, not all of them, but quite the majority of them don't win their first show. Do you remember what went into how you prepared for your first show?
Oh, absolutely. It was, imagine, preparing for something that you had never done in your life. It was just an amazing journey. And that's probably why I keep doing it, because I love, like, the last 2 or 3 weeks preparing for competition, because your diet changes. Your mental state changes. Your drinking water changes. So it's a complete transformation, and the just watching that magic, how the body is able to transform in weeks and days and hours. So that was a fascinating journey for me. And that's probably the reason I keep doing it, because most people, it's such a hard time the last week or the week of preparation, you're depleting from this and depleting for that. And for me, it's the opposite. I love the change. I love the not being able to eat everything I want. I love the discipline, because I see the benefits, not only the benefits that it does in your physique, but the benefits that it does in your mind and in your spirit, because you are eating so minimal amount of food that practically is like a fasting stage. And then it takes you into a different level of consciousness. So bodybuilding looks in the surface, muscle. But I think people like me that continue to do it for the sport of it, because I don't do any drugs. I don't do any supplements. I don't take any vitamins. I just do my food, my eggs, my meat, my chicken, my potatoes, my veggies. It's an amazing sport.
Awesome. Indeed, it is an amazing sport because it provides so many benefits. I want to stay with bodybuilding for a moment, and you mentioned about the training and the diet, and we're going to get all a little more into detail a little bit. But in your opinion, what are the differences between training for a bodybuilding competition as opposed to, say, training for when you were involved in track and field and also for gymnastics?
Oh, my God, totally, completely different mindset. Totally. Like, for instance, for running, like, I can't run now. I don't want to run now. Why? Because running is not good for you developing your muscle. And that's why you see a lot of runners, they're very skinny and very little muscle. I don't do that cardio like I run. I walk and I jog very, very lightly. For gymnastics, it's all about strength and endurance and flexibility and skill and abilities to be able to jump and to do all the things that you're supposed to be in gymnastics. Gymnastics is also all the sports are very mind oriented. It's like you have to work. For instance, when I started in gymnastics, I wasn't able to bend. If you're sitting on the floor with your legs spread, and you try to touch the floor with your chest, I could not do that. And my teacher, my professor, the professor who got me into gymnastics, I would look up to him. He was right behind me and pushing me, putting his hand behind my back and pressing a little, very lightly pressing. And I would say, I can do it, I can do it, I can. And he would say, yes, you can, yes, you can, yes, you can. I'm being very lucky person because in all my activities that I'm being successful in life, I have people like that. That was my professor who got me into gymnastics and taught me that I could. Because you have to have good flexibility, great coordination. You have to have strength. So, and for running, the skills are you have to run. that's what you have to do. You have to run. And you do some stretching and some kind of thing. But now they are more, the sports are almost all the sports include lifting weights now because they know developing the strength and the muscle is very important. So you see now in basketball and every sport you see people now lifting weights, but it's lifting weight with different mentality because you are focusing in a particular skill or ability that you want to develop for that particular sport. Like in bodybuilding, for my training today, for instance, I did shoulders. So I just focusing and making my shoulders stronger and lifting heavy because the mindset is about visualizing those shoulders muscle being developing and growing. So I come in doing legs when I'm doing shoulders. At least in my case, I have to focus in the muscle that I'm working on because I see this amazing connection between muscle and mind, muscle-mind connection. And when you are focusing in the muscle that you're working on and you're transferring that energy and you're feeling the fiber in your muscle are breaking and developing and you feel the strength, it's an amazing, powerful journey, amazing experience to be able to focus on that. And my theory, it's just my belief, is that part of the reason people don't see results at the gym is because they don't have that focus, that concentration, that working between, the connecting the muscle and the exercise I'm doing. If I'm working on my shoulders, I'm focusing in my shoulder. If I'm working on my bicep, then I'm lifting the weight and focusing in the bicep. So I think that's part of the reason people don't see results because they have their phone, they're playing with their phone, they're sending messages, they're taking pictures, they're doing video, and then you waste all that focus. You need to be focused when you train. That's what, I go to the gym totally, you don't know me there because it's like a totally focused on what it has to be done. Because that I believe that's how I develop my muscles, not by taking drugs.
Absolutely, you're right about that. Again, everything involves discipline and just being focused, not just in athletics, but just anything you want to do in life in general. It involves focus and discipline. And let's stay with the sport that you currently compete in. What weight class or weight classes have you competed in, and what's your current weight class?
Okay, so in bodybuilding, I do open class. I do bodybuilding open class, and I do bodybuilding master, and I do bodybuilding like over 40, over 50. So I don't limit myself to, this is my age. So I can only do this, this category. I'm open. I started doing open class long time ago. And it was another leap of faith because when you start in that sport, then you're 40 years old, so you do all the 40, just the 40 category. And then 50, then one time, I remember one year, I asked my coach, do you think I should do open class? And he said, of course. But it has to come from you. You have to have a mindset that you want to do an open class. So I do open class. I do weight. And my weight, I'm lightweight. For weight, I'm lightweight, open class, and then I can cross over to women over 40, 50, 60, 70, so any age that I want.
What's the difference in open? You mentioned you one of the competitions, one of the classes you compete in is open. Like, what's the difference in open? Is it in terms of just, you know, is it what's the word I want to say, like a weight requirement or anything like that? Or what's the difference in the open class?
Okay, open class and some shows, the different shows have different criteria for that. But open classes, everybody, you can be competing with a 20 years old or you can be competing with a 70 years old. It's open class. Now, in that open class, they do divide in lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. Sometimes they just have one category. Everybody competes and you need, you know, so it's just like that. But the difference is that everybody you compete. You're just not competing with people your age. You're competing with anybody. Anybody who wants to compete, you're competing with that person. So there's no limit to it. But you know, you expose yourself. But like in my case, I'm 74 years old. I do open class. I'm competing with a 20 and a 30 years old. But I don't care because I look great. So, and I work hard, and I feel comfortable. So that is the difference. So that you are, most people feel, well, I have to be with people my age. Okay, that's fine for you, but I can't compete with anybody.
There you go, man. And your confidence goes a long way, I tell you that. Let's move along now to your career. Do you have a count of how many titles you've won so far?
Oh, my God, in bodybuilding, I have more than 400 trophies. I have trophies and plaques and medals and swords and all that kind of stuff. So I have more than 40.
Oh, wow, you've racked up a lot. You've definitely been busy doing your thing. Congratulations on that. Now, I want to talk more about a pro card. I know that some competitors have a pro card and also some are still amateurs. Have you received your pro card as of yet?
No, because I... Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, wait a minute. Okay, what was the question? I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, sorry. The question I was asking was, have you received your pro card as of yet? I know there's some competitors that still compete on an amateur level, and some have earned their pro card. Have you earned your pro card yet?
Okay, no, and let me tell you why no. Because when you're talking about pro card, you're talking about a different level of training. At this particular level of becoming a pro, you have to take supplements. You have to take things like they call it now hormonal manipulation. So you have to take supplements. You have to take pills. And I don't want to go in that direction because I don't want my physique to change and look like I'm more masculine than feminine. So, but that is my choice. So purposely, I don't want to put that stuff inside my body because I do the sport since the beginning of my life. I do sport because of for health. I do it because I don't buy into that philosophy that I'm going to be putting supplements in my body and then I'm going to be dropping dead like I've seen in different competitions. I see people dropping dead for heart failure, kidney failure. And then they have poor health after that, you know. So for me, it's about health. For me, it's not about being a pro because my health is more important than any amount of money. And I still win. And I still compete, and I'm very competitive. And I still, every show that I do, I come out with 2, 3, 4 trophies. So, and that's why I don't go in the direction of pro, but that's my opinion, you know. Other people might listen to you right now or to us. Oh, I know, but not for me, and la, la, la. But that's what I believe. That's what I've seen. That's my experience. For me, bodybuilding is about health. It's about vitality. It's about wellness. It's about feeling great, having longevity. You know, this is not about like I'm going to be dropping dead on my organs or start, because it's just, you know, if you start manipulating your system, you're going to pay a price for that. And I'm not willing to do that. That's the reason why I've never been interested in a pro car.
Fair enough. Now, that goes on, that segues now to my next question. I know you mentioned about not taking any supplements or performance enhancers or anything like that, and you stated that you are a natural competitor, but were there any moments in your career where you were kind of tempted because you was like, well, wait a minute, I see these other competitors, they're on something, maybe I need to take something, or have you always maintained your focus and just stay competing naturally?
Competing naturally because I'm very successful at it. And that's the thing. If you look in my career, YouTube, or you look at it, Google my name and you see how successful I have been. And it has been so successful naturally. Look who they invite to TV shows like American Got Talent, Steve Harvey. They invited me. They didn't invite people who be doing you looking different than me. So why is that? And I'm not putting anything down. It's just, like, never cross my mind, because let me tell you one thing. When I go to Nationals in Pittsburgh, I compete with those women. I'm huge. I mean, muscle like you won't believe. And I place fourth place, fifth place. And you know what the audience tell me when I come down into the audience to say hi? They tell me you were the only female on stage. So when I'm doing nationals and I place number three or number four or number five, for me it's first place because I'm natural.
All right, solid. So let's say you mentioned that you competed in the nationals, but I want to know, do you compete in drug tested competitions, or do you have a preference to compete in either drug tested or non drug tested competitions?
Yeah. I am in Florida, so the organization in Florida, we used to have natural shows, like maybe one or two shows were natural. And they of course, they don't make money because, you know, they just don't make money. That's why the people don't do natural things. And the natural shows, they are in California. They are in the West Coast, and I live in Florida. So I'm not going to be traveling to California. You know, so it's not worth it because that will take the fun out of the competition. I don't mind competing with people who do drugs. I don't mind competing with people who take supplements. I don't mind because I achieve my goals. You know, I have fun and enjoy. You look at my videos and the night show, the audience comes alive with me. I'm an entertainer. It's fun. It's an amazing thing. So, yeah, so I have to keep it fun.
Awesome. Now, when you mentioned that since you don't take supplements or vitamins or any of that nature, when you're getting ready for a competition, what does your training normally consist of?
Okay, my training in the sense of training or in the sense of eating?
Right now, just in the sense of training.
Oh, training as heavy as I can. Okay, if I train by myself, like today, of course, I'm very cautious because you don't want to train like, you know, to hurt yourself or to injure yourself. You don't want to do that. So my training right now, all season, is heavy. I go as heavy as I can. So that's the training because that's the only way you develop muscle mass. You have to lift weight heavy. And then you have to eat right. So right after I finish my training, I have my egg, my protein. That's my protein. I don't take that protein. Supplement protein. I don't buy that stuff. I buy good eggs, and that's it.
Okay. So it almost sounds like it sounds like your genetics are really made for the sport. If you say you just do heavy lifting, and of course you get your protein from your eggs and stuff, that's what it sounds like. Now, you mentioned eggs. What foods do you eat to get ready for a competition?
Okay, it's always for me it's the same. The only thing that they changes is the quantity. For instance, my basic nutrition is based on chicken. Mainly chicken is the best meat for me, and then maybe once a month red meat, and then eggs, absolutely eggs every day. I have eggs every day. I have chicken every day, fish once in a while. and then meat. And then for my carbohydrates, the ones that work for me, because this is another thing that you discover with bodybuilding. With bodybuilding, you discover what works for your body. So what works for me is sweet potatoes as carbohydrates, oatmeal before my workout in the morning, some broccoli, cauliflower, spinach. Those are my basic food. Now, when I'm competing, that amount, if I'm eating 4 or 5 ounces of chicken per meal, then I will go down to 2 ounces per meal. So it's the amount of food that will change, not the food that I eat, because I eat the same all year round. I don't go out of my program at all, because I don't want to put on weight and then when it's competition time, I have to lose 20 pounds. I think that's unhealthy. I like to keep a level. I like, you know, I lose like 5 pounds of, I mean, 3 pounds or 4 pounds of water when I'm competing, and then probably 5 pounds of fat, and that's doable. So I keep it very tailored to my body, to my needs, to my way of life.
Fair enough. Now, I know a lot of competitors, after they finish a competition, they always have their go-to cheat food. So what are your, you know, you said that you're pretty consistent with your diet throughout the year, but what are your favorite cheat foods? What are some of the things that you enjoy eating, at whether it be at the end of a competition or just for lounging around?
Okay, so my cheat meal is only, and this is why I'm so square. Because my cheat meal is right after my competition. I compete Saturday night after the show. Then I go out. I have chicken quesadilla. I have mojito. I have nachos. I have plan. So that is my only time that I cheat. But I have my trophies with me, and that's it. And then after that, I go back to my normal diet, my normal way of my lifestyle of eating the food. But I don't have any food that I crave, like pizza and this and that. I just don't, because it's so many years competing that your body gets trained not to crave and to stay in a pattern. So the only time I go off is after my competition.
You know what? You normally, when I've talked to some competitors, they normally always say chocolate and sweets and pancakes. That's and pizza. That's always normally the go-to cheat foods at the end of a competition. You didn't say that. You kind of just said, you know, nachos and a mojito and some other things, but you're pretty consistent. So that's good. That's good that you you know, you have that. I know I read also doing some research on you that you are also of Venezuelan as well. Are there any other Venezuelan dishes that you may eat or partake in from time to time?
Oh, yeah. It will be the arepas. I don't know if you know the arepas. It will be good. I will make it maybe twice a year, 3 times a year. When I feel like having arepas, I make my arepas.
Okay. Sweet. Okay, so now let's talk now about not only you're an athlete, but you're also involved in coaching. You do a lot of wellness and life coaching. Just kind of tell me, how did you fall into that style of that style of education?
Yeah, well, I'm a teacher. I got my master's degree in Boston University, and I got my first job in the United States in Cambridge High School. And when I was teaching at the high school, I was teaching math, science, algebra. I was teaching those kind of subjects, and I noticed that when I would talk about dreams and goals and achieving your things and doing the best you can and all that, the kids will wake up, you know, they will be alert. So I started developing my adventures in personal development. And the kids at the high school were like my guinea pigs. So that was in the early 80s when I started developing my personal, my coaching program. And I took off from that. So after I moved to Florida, then I started doing my life coaching full time. But it was based on the kids at the high school that I said, wow, once you talk about dreams and goals and achieving and being the best that you can be and going for your dreams and never giving up, they will, oh, my God, they get excited. So, and that's how I got started. And I'm still doing it. And I do it now online, Skype and any kind of on camera that my clients may have or they like. So I have a YouTube channel that people can go there and get the information from the videos. I have a great video there in YouTube for learning. Fabulous, fabulous work. And that work has been developed. I've been developing that for the last 30 years. So the work there in my YouTube channel is just an amazing resource for people who really want to make changes in their life.
Awesome. I
and
want to
of
say
course,
with
I have my book.
Oh, yeah, in the book. We're going to get into the YouTube channel and the book in just a moment. I want to stay with wellness and life coaching for a moment. Over the years that you've done this, as you said to the audience earlier, that it started at the high school after you finished graduate school in Boston. What is some of, have you heard any feedback from your years of doing wellness and life coaching, like you've heard from former students that said, oh, Dr. Monasterio, thank you for all that you've done. I'm working in corporate America or I have my own businesses. Do you have any success
yes.
stories that you
yes.
get from time to time?
Yes. And it's amazing. It's amazing because it's beautiful testimonies about how I impacted their lives. And, you know, it's really nice. It's really nice. So, yes.
All right, let's move along now to your YouTube channel. You mentioned it earlier, and you get a lot of feedback from your YouTube channel, not just with the wellness and life coaching, but also with providing exercise tips, and you show your bodybuilding routines from time to time. Just tell everybody that may not be familiar with your YouTube channel what it's all about.
Well, the YouTube channel is an excellent resource for anybody who wants to work in their personal development. I have videos there, up there about nutrition. I have videos about training, fitness, exercising, and the mental part of it. And I think the mental portion of that, which is the majority of the videos, are very powerful. Because it helps people to really have a mindset that will guide them towards success and towards achieving what they really want. I mean, if you read the comments that people write to in my YouTube channel, that's amazing. Because it's just with, you know, 8 minutes of a video, it makes such an impact on people. But the reason for that is because the information is pure. The information is from the source. It's not something that, oh, I'm going to do this just because I'm going to make money. No, this is something that came from my heart. It's something for experience, from really wanting to help those children when I was teaching as a regular teacher. I watch the videos sometimes, and I get amazed at the quality of the information, the power of the information, because that's another thing that I noticed with them. The information that I share in those videos are ageless, timeless. It's just amazing that I did some of those videos 20, 50 years ago, 15 years ago, and the information is relevant. It's just fabulous.
Absolutely. You know, one thing is certain is that, man, information, especially when it's vital, it can last a lifetime and it can change anybody's life, whether it aired today or, like you said, 15 years ago. It doesn't matter. It definitely withstands the test of time. So you've got the YouTube channel that you've had for a while, and it's still reaching big numbers. I also want to talk about the book, and as you mentioned the book earlier, it's called Vibrant at Any Age, A Guide to Renew Your Life and Become Vigorous, Healthy, and Happy. Just tell everybody what the book is all about.
Well, that's another thing about saying yes to life. Right after my bodybuilding career, the idea of writing, because people would ask me, do you have a book? And it reached that critical mass that it was time to write my books. And so far, I have written 4 books. The thing is that if you don't give you, like the same thing I did with bodybuilding, I gave myself the opportunity to write this book. And then, I have 4 books, Vibrant at Any Age, and that one is basically sort of this The first book has a lot of information that you find in the videos in the YouTube channel. It has the basic foundation. Everybody needs a foundation to grow. If you want to build a house, you have to have a great foundation. So book number one, Vibrant at Any Age, is about having the basic information to become and to build a house. And then the book number two is Vibrant at Any Age, but this one is to keep learning. You have to keep motivating your brain. So it's very powerful for people to stay ageless, that your cognitive power stay alive. Because if you don't use your cognitive power, then you're going to just go off, because mentally you lose it. So that's book number two. Book number three is about relationships. But having happy and healthy relationships. And that is come from having a relationship with yourself, having a relationship with God, and then once you had a connection between you and God, a happy connection, that intimate relationship, then your relationship with the rest of the world is going to be happy, it's going to be perfect, because you have a good relationship with yourself. And then book number four is about how to start from the beginning. Because most people want to work it out. How do we start from the beginning? So book number four is about that. In book number five, I'm working on it.
Oh, wow. You definitely have your hands full, Doctor. And you definitely have your hands full, not just with the previous books, but currently with the current book that you're working on right now. So, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody real quickly where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yes, I have a website. It's drjosefina.com, drjosefina.com. In Instagram, they can find me at Dr. Josefina Monasterio. In Instagram, in Facebook, Josefina Monasterio. In YouTube, Dr. Josefina. Please follow me, especially in Instagram. I'm very, very active in Instagram.
All right. And before we let you go, you mentioned about some television appearances that you made. Tell me about your appearance on America's Got Talent, what that experience was like.
That was one of the greatest experiences last year. I believe it's going to be for a long time. It was a very interesting experience in the sense of the people are fabulous. I had a great time. I will do it again and again and again and again. And it was just amazing. It was, and the thing is that I once when they called me and they invited me to the show, and I said, "Hey, but I don't sing, I don't dance. What do you want me to do?" And they said, "We just want you to be here with us. Yeah, we just wanted to be in the show, for you to be in the show." And that's how that happened. And that shows you that if you do what you do, and you do it with love, and you do it because you want just to be, you know, number one, be yourself. Most people, they don't post, they boast. It's a big difference between boasting and posting, you know. So you do what you do, and you do it with love, and you do it because you really, it's who you are, and you're genuine, and you're transparent. That's what happened, and that's what my book number five is going to be all about. I'm going to talk about that experience. I'm going to talk about Steve Harvey's experience. I'm going to talk about all the things that when we are willing to open our heart and say yes to life, how life takes you in the direction that you never imagined. And with that, I said, pow, you said, wow, pow.
Yeah, before, and again, I want to just ask you, I know you're going to talk about the Steve Harvey show in depth in your next book, but just tell the listeners, if you can, about what was that like being on the Steve Harvey show?
Well, Steve Harvey was it's really amazing, because Steve Harvey never talks to his guests before. When you see Steve Harvey, it's the first time you see him in the show. He, you know, you don't never see him. So, of course, when they introduced me, 72-year-old woman, he was expecting a 72-year-old woman. If you Google the show and you see his face, he was speechless. It was a blast. He could not believe it. because, you know, and it was all purity because he never met me before and I never seen him before. It was just the first time we meeting. So we had a great chemistry. We had a great fun. He you look at his face and the audience was going nuts because he just could not believe it. He was speechless. Can you imagine Steve Harvey speechless?
Awesome. I'll tell you what, Steve. Oh, yeah, indeed it was. It looked like it was a lot of fun from the clip that I had seen, and definitely Steve Harvey's definitely one of a kind. So you heard it from her. She is Dr. Josefina Monasterio. She's an athlete, also a doctor. She is a wellness and life coach, and she's also the host of a show. Check out her YouTube channel. She's also an accomplished author working on a brand-new book. Dr. Monasterio, thank you so much for being on the program, and if you ever want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much. That was fun.
You were. Thank you. Thank you
and
again. Now, normally, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, normally I always end the segment to go to commercial break, but I'll let you end it. You know, we're upon a new year, so any words of wisdom or any words of encouragement that you have for the listeners, the floor is yours.
Oh, absolutely. Where we are in the beginning of a new year, it's a new start. Look at your life. Don't look at it like, it's a new year, I'm getting older, I'm getting worse. No, totally the opposite. It's the opportunity to reinvent, to recreate, to have to be optimistic, to be positive, to take all the experience of this past year, 2020, and make it the best experiences in your life. Because of what? Because you learn from those experiences. Those experiences have helped you to be an amazing, dynamite, fabulous, fantastic human being. And you have the power and you have the potential to be the best that you can be if you give yourself the opportunity, if you open your heart, if you open your mind and you open your whole being to be blessed and to honor who you truly are. And you are a divine creature. And with that, I say, pow, you say, wow, happy new year. Pow!
All right, you heard it from me. And happy new year to you too, Dr. Monasterio. And we'll be back with more right after this. Thank you again.
Bye-bye. Happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Whether you host a nightly dinner party for two or five, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're two times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home.
You too.
Whether you host a nightly dinner party for two or five, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're two times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home. Whether you host a nightly dinner party for two or five, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're two times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home. Whether you host a nightly dinner party for two or five, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're two times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home. Whether you host a nightly dinner party for two or five, keeping your eating and dining area clean helps keep your mind on the dinner party and not on the cleanup afterwards. Viva paper towels clean like cloth, trapping splatters and sauces that could become countertop stains or stuck on messes. And they're two times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. For an exceptional cloth-like paper towel, there's Viva. Visit vivatowels.com to soak up the clean feeling of home.
45.
Whether you have your own bathroom or you share one with your family, a little extra help keeping the bathroom sink, counter, and mirror clean goes a long way. And Viva paper towels are for the long haul. They're 2 times more durable when wet compared to the leading value brand. And they clean like cloth, helping you keep the surfaces in your bathroom dry and fingerprint and toothpaste free. For an exceptional bathroom clean, there's Viva paper towels. Visit vivatowels.com to learn more.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Who are you texting?
My therapist.
You text with your therapist?
Text, video chat, call. Yep.
That sounds too easy. How did you find her?
I just went to betterhelp.com/save. She's a licensed therapist and it's all online. I connect when it's convenient for me and don't waste time driving anywhere. Plus, it's affordable.
I wonder if I should try it.
It's great to talk to someone in confidence. She's helped me sort out quite a few things. And right now you save 10% off the first month when you go through betterhelp.com/save.
Betterhelp.com/save. Got it.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope. It's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
No, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show, the final one of 2020. On behalf of everyone at The Robinson Show, I would just like to personally say that 2020 has been the year of all years. It's been tough. It's been sad. It's been hard. It's been excruciating, and it's been stressful. And on behalf of everyone on The Robinson Show, I just hope and pray that 2021 will be better for each and every one of you that are listening. Again, thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. And we'll be back soon with some great shows coming up in 2021. Until then, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace. Happy New Year. Have a blessed one. We'll talk to you again in 2021.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Is she gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill find, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.